Hunter Lake, the first property was bought back in 1969 when they started buying property. Then they bought a bunch in the 70s. They've been working on a permit, you know, early 80s with the EPA.
And they bought the property as a result of a drought? Or
you know, that I don't know. I think they bought the drought was in the 50s. And they did some things in the 50s, and they realized that this could happen again. So they started thinking of a second lake, and they called it Lake 2 back then. John Hunter was the mayor, I believe, and he's the one who looked into that and said, you know what, we need an alternative water supply. They looked at the South Fork of the Sangamon as an alternate water supply. They looked at the Lick Creek Reservoir as a water supply, and they looked at Hunter Lake. They came up with Hunter Lake being the most cost-effective, so they started pursuing that by buying the property. As we experienced this year was a severe drought, and it was only a 5-6 month drought, and we are on water restrictions. So that is something that's not going to go away. It may not be next year, may or the following, but it's going to come back year after year.
What is being done right now as far as testing of some gravel pits? What needs to be done in the short term so that solutions can be found in the near to long term?
Well, the Corps of Engineers back in December of 2010 put our permit on inactive status and said we need to investigate alternatives. And in alternatives they were referring to was the Sangamon Valley aquifer and gravel pits. And they wanted us to look at whether these gravel pits were a viable source for us, whether we could get our needed demand during a 100-year drought out of these gravel pits and wells. So that's what we've been doing. We had a study done last year by a company called Lane Hydro. We did have some question about whether what they did or thought we could draw from the gravel pits and the wells would harm the neighboring community well supplies, which are Riverton, Mechanicsburg, Buffalo, Dawson, and the South Sangamon Water Commission. So we have hired them again to investigate that further. They will be able to rerun the model and hopefully come up with an answer. Yes, this will be okay to do. You'll be able to get your withdrawal rate of 12, 15 million gallons a day, or no. And once we get that decision, we can go back to the Corps and the EPA and say, you know, we've done this. Here's what the results are. If the results say, no, you can't do this, you'll suck these people dry, you know, that option's probably off the table.
What do you think is important for residents of those areas that will be studied as far as the impact is concerned? What do you think the residents of Buffalo, of Riverton, of these towns should know right now?
We're looking out for their best interest. We're not going to be the big bully on the street, jump in and take the water away. We can't do that. That's not legal. That's not ethical. So what we're doing, and they've been very helpful with us, and we told them up front, you know, here's what we want to do. So we're going to go to them and say, okay, here's what is Lane Hydro says we can do. And hopefully it's not a we think. It's a positive yes, it can be done, or no, it can't be done. The other sticking point in this is how much water do we actually need during a 100-year drought? Back when we did this back in the early 90s, we looked out to the year 2025. That's right around the corner. So we need to extend that out to 2050, 2075. This isn't a short-term solution. You know, Lake Springfield was built and it had much more capacity than they'd ever thought they'd need. And that was in the 1930s. And it's lasted 80-some years. This isn't for our kids. This is for our grandchildren and future generations.
I'm here with Ted Meckes, the CWLP Water Division Manager. And Mr. Meckes, you mentioned the term rerunning the model. What will a finished computer simulation look like? What's the desired result?
The desired result is we want to know definitively, will it work or will not work? That's what we want to know. Either option's okay with us. We want the science to tell us. If they come back and say you can get 20 million gallons a day out of that, and that's our demand analysis of 20 million gallons a day, which Hunter Lake's demand is about 23 million gallons a day. So if we can get close to that number, this is something we'll probably pursue. It may be cheaper, it may not be. You know, we'll have to look at that. But there are environmental impacts in either option.
City of Decatur for a long time has been dredging their lake as a way of maintaining some of their capacity over there, and that's part of their plan in the short term as well to maintain, as I said, their capacity. But you in the past have called dredging a drop in the bucket compared to the city's overall water needs. Could you just explain why that is?
Our lakes are a little bit different. They are on the Sangamon River, so they have a huge watershed that is mostly agricultural, and they get it's a much skinnier lake than ours, much shallower. So what they get is they get a lot of sediment runoff. That is one of their main problems. We get a little bit of sediment runoff, but most of ours stays up in the upper arms of the lake where we have what we call silt traps, where the creeks come in, and then you have a big wide open area where that flow will slow down and allow the sediment to settle. Dredging for us is something that, yeah, it's a great maintenance project to do, and the estimates are it'd gain us about 1 billion gallons of water, which in our summer peak months, that's a 30 to 45 day supply. So that's not what's going to keep us going for 50 years. Production is going up every year, slightly going up. With your population increasing, there is some low flow equipment that's kind of stabilizing that, but we're kind of peaking out on that. Our production will start going up as population goes up. So we need to look at the future. We need to look at for our future generations like they did in the 30s so that they have an ample water supply.
I was reading the plan that Decatur is putting together, and part of their major plan includes some significant rate increases for the city, but their argument is that they're just asking their ratepayers to come up to the level where, you know, the average of the area of what's being paid for. But what is the, you know, the cost to revenue when it comes to bringing the city all of the water that it needs?
We just recently had a rate increase. 82%, something like that, over the last 3 or 4 years. That has brought us to where we are making money. So right now we're in good shape. As in water, when I first started 26 years ago, our chemical costs were under $500,000 a year. Now they're over $1.3 million a year. So your chemicals costs are going up. Your electricity cost is going up. Your labor cost is going up. So
And the city's growing.
You know, we need to make the money to keep our operations going. Right now we're doing okay. Is that something we need to look at in the future? Of course.